Please put your hands together for Mr. Shannon Kaysen.
I lost $1,200 on the blackjack table and overdrew my checking account another $1,000, chasing that original $1,200. But being that I was chasing, I lost that $1,000 fast. The ride home is always the worst, the regret, the names I call myself. Idiot. I lived with my sister at the time. She could always tell if I had lost all my money. I'd come in the house late or early, depending on how you looked at it. And I had this depressed look and a bag of ramen noodles to make it through to the next pay. But this time, the next direct deposit would be eaten up by the negative balance in my checking account. I looked at it early. I had to be to work in a few hours. I worked at a bank. One of these grocery store banks, I managed it. I had to be there on time to open the doors for the tellers, get their drawers out of the vault. I put on my suit. I always felt like an ass wearing a suit managing a grocery store bank. It's too much. They need to loosen up the dress code. I love suits, but come on, man. This ain't Wall Street. It's a grocery store. I never noticed the bank's money. I lose all my money, put 20,000 in 20s in the ATM the next day. No temptation. But that day, I noticed. I noticed the 20,000 in 20s. I noticed the 30,000 in 100s. I noticed we never followed the dual vault control procedure. I noticed the tellers could go days without having to buy money from the vault because we weren't a busy branch. I didn't notice my morals, my sense of right and wrong, the consequences. There was this overwhelming temptation inside of me that was frightening. You can't lose, a voice from inside my head. If you want just 10% of that amount, that'd be like $5,000. Then you could just put it back. It's like borrowing. I agreed. I took the whole $50,000. I told the tellers I was going to lunch and to do some prospecting. Managers were expected to do that, and they were used to my three-hour lunches. The money hung heavy in my pockets, even in my belt strap. I felt like a drug runner going through customs. The casino was a 10-minute drive, Motor City Casino. This is in Detroit. The girls there, the waitresses, they wear these tight little leotards. I went out with a couple of them, really nice girls. But when I gambled, I wanted to be anonymous. I didn't want to know the dealer, the waitresses, the Asian guy sitting next to me. I hated to leave a table and hear, "Sorry about that, Shannon." "What you sorry for? For what? I'm the one that's sorry." I sat down at the blackjack table. I bought in for 10,000 in 20s. It takes a little time to count 10,000 in 20s. It brings a small crowd, which I don't care for, but whatever. That 10,000 goes up and it goes down. Goes up and it goes down. And then down. And then it's gone. The crowd lets out a sigh. I set another 10,000 on the table. I'm chasing, it goes fast. I get up from the table and the crowd is showing remorse. That voice, "You gotta get away from these losers." I go up to the high roller room on the top floor. My pockets are lighter, but still 30,000 heavy. That voice, "I just gotta change my strategy. changed my game up. Backer, I set the whole 30,000 on the table. It takes them a long time to count $30,000. It brings out some guys who have to wear suits like me. I win close to the 50 back. Then I get a call from work. I don't answer, of course. Then I get another call. I listen to the voicemail. They need me back at work for something. I'm short, just a little bit. I could leave with what I have and deal with it, or I can go for it. I feel good about this next bet. Go for it, go for it. I put the biggest bet I had played yet. Enough to win the money back and leave happy. Now, Baccarat is a card game. Three possible outcomes: player wins, banker wins, or tie, which is a push. My money is on banker. The dealer deals the cards. I lose. And then I chase till I lose the whole $50,000. I get up from the table, and the dealer says, "Better luck, Shannon." I look at him, look at the table, but I don't say anything. I just walk away. I walk through the lights, the sounds, the people, the smoke, and out the door to fresher air. It feels surreal, like when I went skydiving. Like when I was shot at. Like I'm watching this on TV. I sit quiet in my car. Idiot. I called my best friend. He had done time years ago for what is really not my place to say. He said, "Non-violent crime, first time offender. I can't see you doing more than a year." A year? I just went to the movies at the mall. I just ate riblets at Applebee's. It's funny, the simple luxuries you think of when you think of losing a year or more. He said, "I can't see more than a year in a city like Detroit. In Detroit, there's no room in the jails for losing chumps like you." Humor always makes me feel better. At least for a little while, gives me a perspective, but I still had to deal with what I'd done. That was a lot of money. I called my job, and by now they know that the money is gone. I'm talking to the regional president, and I tell him I'm sorry. I'll be in tomorrow to turn myself in. What he says is surprising. He says, "Shannon, don't do anything stupid. It's only money. It's not the end of the world, son." You don't know how much I appreciate him for saying that. He didn't have to say that. The next day, I keep my word. I go to work at the grocery store, bank, in my crumpled up suit, and two officers take me away in handcuffs. Now this is gonna sound bad, but thank God Detroit did have much worse problems than a grocery store bank embezzling idiot like myself. I got one day. 5 years probation. It's been hard, but I paid all the money back. I still hear that voice when I drive by an Indian reservation. Go for it. When I get an extra $500 that my wife doesn't know about. She's a former VIP cocktail waitress, by the way. I met her at the casino. Those tight black leotards, I'm trying to tell you. Even when I play cards with our daughter. Can't lose. I still hear that voice. I started going to the meetings. Lady at the meeting said, addiction is insidious. Now, I'm being real with you. I had to look it up. I looked it up. Yeah, insidious. That's a good word.